بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. قد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ليس يتحسر أهل الجنة على ساعة إلا مرت بهم لم يذكروا الله فيها عز وجل، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, brothers and youngsters in Islam, each and every person in this world is looking for some type of comfort, some type of contentment of the heart, sukoon of the heart. Be it a kafir, be a mu'min, be it a rich person, be it a poor person, be it an alim, be it a scholar. Every person is looking for some type of contentment, some type of relief, some type of sukoon. And yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allah, the behold, is only in the dhikr of Allah. Before that, Allah ta'ala says, Alladheena amanu, O people of iman, wa tatma'innu qulubuhum bi dhikrillah. Their hearts find contentment in the dhikr of Allah. And to emphasize, Allah says, Allah, that behold, listen, Allah bi dhikrillah, it is only in the dhikr of Allah, that tatma'innu al-qulub, that the hearts find contentment. Today, a person has got wealth, and Hazrat Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah has explained, one is samani rahat, one is rahat. The actual things of rahat, the things that we buy, the commodities of rahat is one thing. And rahat, contentment, is something else. So today, for example, people will use their wealth, they will buy the most luxurious of bungalows, of houses, palatial homes, the best of sophisticated beds. But on the same token, the same wealth can't buy you sleep. Wealth can buy you the best of encyclopedias, the best of books, best of libraries, but it can't buy you knowledge. Knowledge comes from Allah. That sleep, that bed that a person buys, that sleep on that bed only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth can buy you the best of physical health care, for example, the best services in regards to hospitals, health care, medication. But wealth cannot buy you shifa and cure. Cure comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wealth can buy you the best of sophisticated and advanced security systems. But protection only comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every person is looking for that contentment. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allah bi dhikrillah. It is only in the dhikr of Allah. Dhikr, there are many types of dhikr. The best form of dhikr is the Quran al-Kareem. Now we have read our Fajr Salah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, أقيم الصلاة لذكري. Establish salah for my remembrance. And in the salah, I was asked myself, how much of concentration did I have, devotion in my salah, to gain the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muna Ilyasa rahmatullahi used to say that ilm and dhikr, these are very two fundamental parts of my this effort, and in which my effort will take off. And he said, what is ilm? Ilm is to know at whatever given moment what is required of me. For example, we hear the muazzin calling us, Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah. So we have knowledge now, that is the azan. We have knowledge now, salah is going to take place. And what is the dhikr? Dhikr now is going to respond to the azan. We give jawab to the azan, we make tayyari, we prepare ourselves, we come to the masjid, we perform our salah. That is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. كل مطيم لله فهو ذاكر. Every person that is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a dhakir. And daily we got this opportunity, for example, after every farz salah, we encourage to recite the tasbih fatimi. And when we retire to bed again, we are encouraged to recite tasbih fatimi. Person who does this, inshallah, imagine every time we're reading subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is coming to our heart. Allah loves to be praised. Allah cleanses us of our gunas. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this form of dhikr. And every night, every day when we recite the dhikr, and we retire to bed, then we understand we are increasing our plots and nurseries of Jannat by 600 trees. Allah grant us the tawfiq. Then we don't just get over numbers. We take that over our fingers, over our tasbih, subhanallah, subhanallah, and we rush through it. But with tarannum, with love, with enjoyment, we make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every person is looking for contentment. And Allah ta'ala says, Allah, it is only in the dhikr of Allah, in obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person finds that contentment. And when a person makes the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sometimes a person, he will give out some photos and he'll show that Allah is inscribed on a certain fruit. Or sometimes a person, he cuts the animal of the qurbani animal, and while cutting the meat, then certain people will find the word Allah written. So this is a sign for that person to inscribe the word Allah in his heart. As Shah Hakim Akhtar Muhammad Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, that there was one Hindu person, he used to reflect and contemplate and think of his deity so much that when he died, when he did the post-mortem of his heart, they found a deity that was on his heart. So imagine when a person reflects and thinks and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, Allah makes nothing impossible, that the word Allah will be inscribed on our hearts. And the more a person makes the dhikr of Allah, that utensil of ours, that heart of ours, will be filled with nur. And when that cup overflows, we have a utensil. You pour it till the top. And then you carry on pouring, it will overflow. When that heart is saturated with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the effects of your respective brothers will be seen through a person's eyes, his speech, his ears. Whatever he does will be nur. That's why Ashmanashwa Maritani rahmatullahi mentioned what a beautiful point. He said that a person who's connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a Allah wala, and he's got nur in his heart, even if he speaks about dunya, there'll be nur in it. On the other hand, a person is far away from deen, a kafir, or a person who is a modernist, a liberal person, if he speaks about deen, Allah wala speaks about dunya, there will be nur. And the person far away from deen, a kafir, a liberal, a modernist, he speaks about deen, there will be zulamat. That is why he mentioned that reading their literature also is like sitting in their company. A person reads the books of the awliya Allah, it is as if though he is sitting in their company. A person reads the books of all the evil people, who had evil qualities in them, then it is as if though he is sitting in their company. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't realize that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in one hadith that there is nothing more effective that can surpass the zikr than saving a person from the azab of the qabr. And zikr is so easy, respective brothers. A person, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, Uthkurullah zikran kathira. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu mentioned, no other ibadat, whether it be salah, whether it be hajj, whether it be zakat, whether it be fasting, the word kathira has been mentioned. Only when it comes to zikr of Allah, Allah mentioned zikran kathira. And zikr is so easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junub. Whilst walking, while standing, while sitting, while lying down, a person doesn't have to be in a state of wudu. It can be in a state of janabat also. Then, even then too, a person can make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously, when a person go release himself, then he cannot make the dhikr of Allah in such a napak place. That is why one of the benefits that when we come out, after we release ourselves, we say, Ghufranak. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, forgive us. So now a person might ask, we relieve ourselves, there was a need for us to relieve ourselves. What was the need for us to say Ghufranak? So one of the explanations given is that, oh Allah, I had to make so much of the dhikr, but now I had to go to relieve myself. In that condition, I could not make your dhikr. Oh Allah, forgive me. Other ulama explain, Mala Manzoor Numani Sahib rahmatullahi explains, when you say Ghufranak, when you come out from after relieving oneself, we say, oh Allah, forgive us. Why? When a person, after he leaves himself, he finds so much of comfort. He feels so nice. And he's saying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, O Allah, you have relieved me from all the physical impurities. O Allah, ghufranak. Now, O Allah, forgive all my spiritual maladies. Another aspect they mentioned, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much of bounties. The food that we're eating, that biryani, that food is, that dish is prepared in such a beautiful, nice way. And it's presented to us in such a beautiful manner. And we eat it. So we actually are spoiling that food. We eat it in a very beautiful form. But the end result of it, we know what it is. So we're asking, O Allah, we have spoiled that food of yours. O Allah, forgive us. So yeah, respected brothers, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so important that this will bring nur in our hearts. This will be nur in every limb of our body. It will be nurun ala nur. This is a true story. There was one youngster. So he unfortunately got involved in a haram relationship with a girl. So he came to an alim, one sheikh, and he said, Hazrat, the sheikh, you know what, I want to come out of this relationship. Show me one wazifa, then I can read. So the sunnah dua we normally read when you come to the masjid, Allahumma ja'alni nura, O Allah, make me nur. Fi qalbi nura, put nur in my heart. Fi sam'i nura, in my ears. Basari nura, in my eyes. Lisani, in my tongue, nura, everything nura. The youngsters started crying. So Mawlana said, the sheikh said, Alhamdulillah, you see how effective this dua is. That you started reading it, and now it's already having effect on your heart. He said, no, that's not the story, Mawlana. This girl's name is Nura. Everywhere, Nura, you're reminding me of Nura all the time. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq, respected brothers, that sometimes we make zikr, but we don't reach the shore. Our Shaykh Damar Barakat explained that sometimes a person makes zikr, but he doesn't reach the shore. Because Mahashwadi Thani Rahmatullahi mentioned, there are four things a person should do when a person makes the zikr of Allah. The first one, a person makes the intention, I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't just get as a formality, as a custom, a routine, I'm making the zikr of Allah, now put the tasbih away, now I did my zikr. No, a person, he should make the zikr of Allah with his intention, oh Allah, I want your love. Oh Allah, I want your muhabbat. I want your qurb. I want your ma'iyat. I want the jazb. Oh Allah, you attack my heart. Oh Allah, grant me your marifat. Oh Allah, grant me your huduri. So many intentions a person can make. On one occasion, I asked Hazrat, now we want to increase our zikr. So we thought, Hazrat said, mashallah, very good increase. Hazrat said, no. When you do your zikr, concentrate. Do your zikr with such concentration, contemplation, that when you're doing your zikr, then this zikr also becomes enjoyable. And that is the second one. The first one is to make the niyat, I want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the second one is to do the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very enjoyable manner, tarannum, and in a very nice manner that you enjoy it and you love to take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The third one he mentions that a person should be constant in his zikr. It shouldn't happen that a person, he enjoys his few days of zikr, then after that he finds that there's no effect in the zikr of his and then he leaves it. Our Shaykh gives an example, a person is going on a highway and he sees beautiful scenery on the right, on the left. There is beautiful, for example, there is a garden route, and there is the sea route. Everything goes very nicely. Then a time will come, there will be a stop and start. There will be, for example, it will be a detour. There will be, he has to go on a dirt road, on a gravel road. And then he has to travel on the road for a few kilometers. Then once again, he will join on that beautiful highway. So similarly, while making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be sometimes that halas, that condition will come where a person does not feel why he wants to make the zikr of Allah, no inclination to make the zikr. As I mentioned, even in that condition, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qari Tayyib Sahib rahmatullahi has mentioned that every limb has some type of satisfaction. For example, when a person, he has a tongue, and the satisfaction of the tongue is to say, taste something very nice. A person enjoys something, tastes something nice, his favorite dish, his chocolate is sweet. And that is temporary. The sweetness over there, it will come, it will go. But the sweetness of Allah, a person will feel it in his heart. And the Shaykh al Hadith Muhammad Zakariya Sahib used to think, when his buzruks, when he used to notice how they make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sweetness used to come on his tongue. Subhanallah. Then the eye also has a function. The satisfaction of the eye is that the eye beholds a beautiful scenery, and that eye takes some type of satisfaction. The nose also has some type of satisfaction, a beautiful scent. So he says the heart, the contentment of the heart, satisfaction of the heart is only in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taking the name of Allah, la ilaha illallah, abundantly. And this zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, the satisfaction you get in the heart will not be experienced by the nose, neither by the eye, neither by the tongue. So it is only in the zikr of Allah, in the remembrance of Allah, in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will get the zikr of Allah. Malayyat rahmatullah used to, amongst his malfuzat, he said, a person goes out in a path of Allah, he will go to various environments. And the environments are such that it affects the person's heart. That is why he said, increase the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to ward off all the effects of the fitnas of that environment. Because when a person does not make the zikr of Allah, then فَهُوَ لَوْ قَرِينَ Shaitan becomes his companion. إِسْتَحْوَدَ عَلِيمُ الشَّيْطَانِ Shaitan overpowers him. And this is the maqsad of shaitan. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ ذِكْرَ اللَّهِ To make you unmindful of Allah. Not to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan becomes your companion. Shaitan becomes your friend. And then when no sooner a person makes the zikr of Allah, shaitan comes on the left side of the heart. And he has his snout. And like an injection, poisonous injection of all evil waswasa. Sometimes a person complains, I got so much of wasawis, so much of ill in insinuation from shaitan. So the solution to it is the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my last rahmatullah is to say, increase the zikr of Allah. That he was talking about his time, that environment of that time. Imagine if he had to come in this time of ours, so much of fitna, so much of attraction, distraction, like an avalanche of fitnas that are coming upon us. So yeah, the way out is to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine a person after entering into Jannah, the person will be enjoying himself, but there will be one regret. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, لَيْسَ يَتَحَصَّرُ أَهْلُ الْجَنَّةِ عَلَى سَعَةٍ مَرَّ بِهِمْ لَمْ يَذْكُرُ اللَّهُ فِيهَا عَزَّ وَجَلُ كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. That the only regret you will have at those moments that he did not spend in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while he was alive. When you see the great, great rewards for making the zikr of Allah, you will regret if only I utilize more time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One sahabi came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ayyul mujahidi a'azamu ajra. That, which person engaging jihad will gain the maximum reward? Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Aktharuhum lillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala zikran. That mujahid, who's giving the ultimate sacrifice, who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran, إِذَا لَقِيْتُمْ فِيَةً فَاثْبُتُوا. That when you meet the enemy while in combat, then remain steadfast. وَذْكُرُ اللَّهِ But remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively, so that you become successful. Then the sahabi radiallahu anhu asked, أَيُّ الصَّائِمِينَ أَعْظَمُ أَجَرًا That person who is razedar, he keeps fast. Which person will gain the greatest reward? Again, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ تَبَارَكَ وَتَعَالَىٰ ذِكْرًا That person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively. And this, like this, he asked all questions regarding salah, regarding zakat, of sadaqah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam responded every time, أَكْثَرُهُمْ لِلَّهِ ذِكْرًا When Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu heard this, and he addressed Abu Umar, Ya Aba Hafs, ذَهَبَ الذَّاكِرُونَ بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ It is as if though the ذَاكِرِين have taken all the goodness. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he heard this, he said, Ajal, definitely, most yes, definitely, the ذَاكِر is that person that will take all the goodness, inshallah. On a day of Qiyamah, there will be 8 doors. In Jannah, there will be 8 doors. And one of the doors will be specified. And for that person, who are the ذَاكِرِين, those people who make the zikr of Allah, they will enter, Abu Darda radiallahu anhu mentioned, they will enter into Jannah smiling. Hazrat Abu Umama radiallahu anhu, someone saw in a dream that whenever he stood up, wherever he walked, wherever he entered, whenever he exited any place, malaika were thronging around him. So they came and told him that we saw this in a dream. So he said, if you want, you also can achieve this. So he asked, how? He said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu fkurullah dhikran kathira. O people of Iman, remember Allah excessively. وَسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا. And we may make the tasbih, celebrate the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, morning and evening. وَالَّذِي يُصَلِّي عَلَيْكُمْ وَمَلَائِكَتُهُ. Allah is the one who will send blessings upon you and His malaika. لِيُخْرِجَكُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. He will take you out from all darkness. Ya ظُلُمَات in the plural form. Whether it is ظُلُمَات of our sins, ظُلُمَات of shirk, of kufr, ظُلُمَات of all evil, all fitnas, ila nur, to one nur, the nur of Islam, the nur of Iman, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, again, the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person should, as I mentioned, should be constant with his zikr 100 times, and every day, inshallah, take out some time. And every type of zikr has its own flavor. Zikr in a masjid has its own flavor. Zikr in a gathering has its flavor. Zikr in the homes also, take out time to make the zikr of Allah in your own homes. It is the males, the females especially, sit on the musallas, make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu mentioned, that house in which the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is made, they shine unto the inhabitants of the heavens, like how the stars shine unto the inhabitants of the earth. So we want nur in our houses, nur in amongst ourselves. Master Ali Thani rahmatullahi alayhi said, one of the benefits of making zikr, for example, in a gathering, then one of the benefits is, then those people who have good qualities, this will rub off on other people as well. A certain person got tolerance, inshallah, that tolerance will rub off on another person. A person got kindness, he's got rahmat, he's got adal, all a different sifat. Now imagine a huge gathering, every person will have one quality or the other. By making the zikr of Allah in that gathering, and then, inshallah, those qualities will rub upon us. So making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such an easy thing. But ask ourselves, respected brothers, we've got so much of time for our phones, for the internet, for the Instagram, for the WhatsApp, for the Facebook. How much of time did we take out to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Remember Allah, another flavor, so remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala khaliyan. One of the people will be under the shade of Allah ta'ala's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. With that person who remembered Allah in seclusion. And as our Shaykh explained, that a person who is sa'id, his heart becomes soft. Zikr melts the heart. It makes the heart soft. It makes the eyes flow with tears. And that person who is sitting in khalwat, he's remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thinks to himself, well, I'm an insignificant human being. How much of gunas I've created. And this causes his eyes to tear. Allah loves those tears. Allah, those tears can even extinguish the flames of Jahannam. So respected brothers, Allah make us among the dhakireen. Allah make us among those people who are constant in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this zikr is not only restricted now in tasawuf that we learn, that we make the zikr of Allah. Every effort of deen, like the sahabi radiallahu anhu asked, regarding salah, regarding sadaqah, regarding zakat, regarding fasting, Iyas rahmatullahi used to emphasize so much of making the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the flavor of making zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid or in a gathering. Imagine the malaika come and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts, you know, amongst the hadith is famous, ghashiyatum rahmah, that Allah's rahmat enshrouds this gathering. وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةِ, special sakina, tranquility descends in the heart. And that هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين. That sakina that I'm talking about, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in the heart of that person. A person can, in the midst of, it is mentioned, Allama Rumi rahmatullahi, sorry, not Allama Rumi, it is mentioned of Khaja Aziz al-Hasan Madzusab rahmatullahi. He says that in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is contentment, there is calmness. On the other hand, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, or in hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma inna nas'aluka qalban khashiyah. That, O Allah, we ask you for a fearful heart. So he asked the question, a person, this might be contradictory, that on one hand, you're having a heart which is full of fear. And when a person is fearful, how can he have contentment? How can these two things gather in one heart? So he explains, he said, that I'll explain to you with the eye that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. In that eye of yours, there is a pupil which is dark black. In the dark blackness of that pupil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put light in that heart. So those two things, contrasting two things, have gathered in one thing. So what is difficult for Allah to put a heart which is fearful and a heart that is contented, contentment of the heart. So yeah, also, Allama Rumi rahmatullahi also mentions that a person can have everything of this world, the comfort of this world. A person can be a multi-billionaire, but he'll be crying in his palatial home. A person who is a pauper, but he's got ta'aluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thorns might be pricking him, but he'll be smiling. So yeah, two different conditions, all depends on your heart. Mala Ashwali Thani, Hazah Hakim Akhtar Sir Rahmatullahi explains that the people of Switzerland, they make a watch which is waterproof. That watch goes 200, 300 meters down in the ocean and it is waterproof. Not even a single drop or vapor goes in that watch. So he said, when a person makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what difficult for Allah to make that heart grief-proof. People make waterproof, shock-proof. What is difficult for Allah to make that heart grief-proof. So coming back, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes the zikr of Allah, now we are going to make the zikr of Allah very soon, then Allah boasts to the malaika. Why does Allah boast to the malaika? When the malaika, when they saw when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, and then قَالُوا أَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَاءِ, they objected, oh Allah, you're making such a creation who's going to cause mischief, mischief on the earth and shed blood on the earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنِّي أَعْلُمْ مَا لَتَعْلَمُ, I know of those things which we don't know. The malaika come here and then they ask the question, are we angels or these people angels? The angels, the malaika, they have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The malaika have seen Jannat and Jahannam. We have not seen Jannat and Jahannam. The malaika, they don't have desires like us. They don't get married. We get married. The malaika don't have responsibilities like us. We have to see now the water bill, electricity bill, look to buy groceries for the house, look to the expenses of the house. So many responsibilities we got. The malaika don't have all that. So imagine, in spite of all the responsibilities, in spite of this person having so many commitments, it takes a time to make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the malaika marvel at this. They come to this gathering and they become very, very happy. Allah becomes happy. And then the announcement is made, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in this condition, Allah has forgiven your sins. وَبَدَّلْتُ, Allah says, I, Allah personally says, وَبَدَّلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ, I have converted all your evil into good. Subhanallah. So Allah make us among the zakirin. Allah give us the tawfiq of being punctual of our dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this also our shaykh, Allah reward him abundantly in the month of Ramadan, in the days of itikaf. Then a special cause, dissemination of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How to make the dhikr, when to make the dhikr, how to make all the finer details. And this is the cause that we should try and take. Because we want the love of Allah, we want the muhabbat of Allah, the qurb of Allah, ma'iyat of Allah, huzuri ma Allah, everything that is connected to Allah. And the one dua of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma ftah aqfala qulubina bi zikri. O Allah, open the locks of my heart. As the Shaykh Hakim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, where does a person put locks? Not one lock, but locks, jama. So he said something which is very, very valuable. So in that heart, they are supposed to be valuable gems of Allah Ta'ala's marifat. As the Shah Waliullah rahmatullahi, when he is about to pass away, he said, who's going to come forward and engage with me regarding the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He's addressing all the Mughal kings. And he told the Mughal kings, you'll have the crown, you'll have the jewels, the sapphires, the emeralds, the gold, the silver. When you all will go into the qabr, then you will leave everything above the ground. But when Shah Wali Allah rahmatullahi alayhi, when he's going to his qabr, he's going to the, with the gems and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with him in that qabr. So the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause we should try and do and make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with love, with tarannum, and would constantly, inshallah, then the effects of the zikr will be known, inshallah. The effects of the zikr will wipe out all our problems, inshallah. All our difficulties, our hum, our gham, our anxiety, our grief, our frustration. The zikr of Allah, a person will enjoy it. A person, when he's told to make 100 times zikr of Allah, then when he finishes the 100, he'll say, oh, so quickly, if only I could do 200, 300. He also... So Allahumma ftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikri. Oh Allah, open the locks of my heart through your dhikr. So now the key has to be the right key. It can't be a negative key. The key can't be put upside down. So yeah, how to make the dhikr? This our mashayikh will show us, inshallah. May Allah make us among the zakirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me first and foremost the tawfiq of making amal and all of us amal, inshallah. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.